Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Welcome to Locked On Eagles, your source for the best Philadelphia Eagles news and analysis. I am your host, Michael Kist. You can follow my work at Inside the Pylon and Breaking Football, and you can also follow me on Twitter at Michael J. Kist. That's K-I-S-T. I am here, as always, with the unflappable Benjamin Solak of NDT Scouting and Bleeding Green Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at Benjamin Solak. That's S-O-L-A-K. Ben, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing very well, my friend. Every day is a good day to be alive. Unflappable, great adjective. Big fan of that one.
Thank you. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about today, which is our overall NFL predictions for the season. So we're going to be talking about division winners, playoffs, awards, all that good stuff. So anything that you want to qualify before we get into this? Did you take a different approach with anything? Did you get wild with some things just for the heck of it? Or is it everything pretty straightforward?
I mean, I'll throw out a couple of dark horses just because it's fun to. I mean, you know, doing the same predictions with, you know, the offensive player of the year being one of the best three quarterbacks in the league. And, you know, the Super Bowl picks always being the same. Like, that's, you know, that's not as exciting. I like to consider dark horses, you know, what ifs. That's a lot of fun. So I'll have a couple curveballs. I always do.
Yeah, I had a little bit of fun with it too, and we'll get right into it. So let's talk about the NFC. The way I put my seeding was NFC North, Green Bay Packers take the number one seed. I mean, Aaron Rodgers. The NFC West seed number two goes to the Seattle Seahawks. That defensive line now with Sheldon Richardson is an absolute wood chipper. And combined with the back end that they always have, the defensive back play that they get, the linebacker play that they get, it's hard to question that as well. The only real, well, gigantic red flag for me is the offensive line. And as long as Russell Wilson stays healthy, he masks a lot of those things. NFC South would have the third seed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Maybe a little bit of a surprise pick. A lot of people would put the Falcons or maybe the Panthers here. The Super Bowl hangover is real, guys. And I think you're going to see that again with the NFC South, because last year was the Panthers going from first to fourth. This year, I think the same thing happens to the Falcons and the Bucks take that division. Cowboys at the fourth seed. I have them taking the NFC East. I'm going to breeze past that. Wild card, I've got the Carolina Panthers with the fifth seed. And don't worry, gentle Eagles fans, I've got the Philadelphia Eagles with the sixth seed. How did you have the NFC? And did you have any thoughts about my terribly wrong predictions?
Carolina coming in really surprises me. I want to know what do you like about that organization as a whole right now that makes you think they've got playoff aspirations?
I think what Carolina is going to do offensively this year is going to throw people off long enough, and I think that the Saints and the Falcons will struggle enough that it'll give the Panthers a window to be able to sneak in into a wild card spot at like 9-7, win the tiebreaker against the Eagles at 9-7 and sneak in. And that's really just kind of a hunch type of thing. You know, they were a Super Bowl team a couple of years ago. I know that doesn't mean a whole lot now because of all the roster turnover and everything like that. But you add Christian McCaffrey to that offense. You add Curtis Samuel to that offense. You added some speed elements to that offense. And I think they're going to be really creative with it. And I think Cam has a big year again. And look, when your quarterback plays really freaking well, it can mask a lot of things.
True. I mean, that's what I'm going for as far as my Super Bowl prediction, but, you know, we'll get there when we get there. Yeah, first overall, I have Seattle taking it. I'm a big fan of Russell Wilson. I think that he's really just, he's at the pinnacle of his performance right now. Like, he's just a master on the field, and it's too much fun to watch. Number two, I've got coming in Green Bay. My big question with Green Bay is, can they generate a pass rush? That's what I'm wondering, because you bring in Ahmad Brooks, and Ahmad Brooks has been a successful situational runner rusher for a few years, but he's getting older. He's not the most consistent, and, you know, you've got Clay Matthews and Nick Perry after, or isn't Nick Perry injured? Yeah, like that. I don't know. I'm pretty sure their pass rush is just it's a question mark for me. And so that's where I'm wondering if that front seven can hold up and they can generate enough pressure that offenses don't just rack them up, you know, when they come onto the field. So that's why I've got Green Bay number two. Coming in number three, I do have the Dallas Cowboys. I have them winning the division as well. Oops. And then number four, I actually have coming in as Atlanta. And I have Atlanta, you know, you said that Super Bowl slump is real, and I hear you. Obviously, Atlanta is my fourth seed because I expect a little bit of a decrease in the offensive, you know, just takeover that was last year. Obviously, Shanahan, offensive coordinator, is gone. But at the same time, this is, I think, even more about, I'm expecting, you know, 13-3, 12-4 from Dallas, from Green Bay, you know, and from Seattle, you know, and I think that it's going to be a very tough NFC this year. And so I have Atlanta coming in as the fourth, a little bit because they might take a step back, but also just because I think the seeding is going to be tough. Number five has got to be the Minnesota Vikings for me. I think the Vikings are going to come in as a very powerful wildcard team. I think that if you don't have Bradford perform the way you want him to perform, I think you might see Teddy Bridgewater this year. I think that that defense is as tough as it comes in the NFL, and I think that they've got a revamped rushing attack there with Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray in there, and I'm really believing in that. Again, that's a little bit of an offensive line question for me, but I'm really I'm high on the Vikings this year. And just like you, man, sixth seed, I've got the Eagles coming in. I look around here, and I think it'll be between Philly and Tampa, and I think that the Eagles will be able to nudge it out. If Tampa's the sixth seed, that's a very likely proposition as well.
Yeah, we probably are the farthest apart as far as the Vikings and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go. I think everything else was pretty much in line. So we'll go straight to the AFC here. New England Patriots, first seed, taking the NFC, AFC East. That's a lock, right? You have the same thing?
Oh, come on, man. Jay Cutler, the resurgence is real.
AFC North, Pittsburgh Steelers seed number two. Then the Tennessee Titans get the third seed from the AFC South. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, the fourth seed from the AFC West, followed by the wild card Oakland Raiders at the fifth seed. Mm-hmm. And I think the Texans sneak into the playoffs again, probably going to get bounced out right away. But you can't argue with that defense, especially if you have a healthy J.J. Watt back. And we'll talk about him in a little bit. But depending on the quarterback play, and they've gotten to the playoffs. Remember, they've gotten to the playoffs with poor to average quarterback play for several years. It just doesn't make much sense at
don't
all.
You dare use the words poor and average around Brian Hoyer ever again. I don't want to hear that slander on this podcast.
What about Brock Osweiler? Is that acceptable? Is poor acceptable?
Open the floodgates, Mike. Let him have it.
All right. So how did you have the AFC playing out?
Yeah, I think New England 1, Pittsburgh 2 is about as easy as it comes as far as seeding goes. Pittsburgh's the only team I see in the AFC even remotely giving New England a run for their money at this point, you know, barring a big change in the quarterback situation for Kansas City or for Houston, which is actually interesting because those are the two teams that traded up for Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And so barring, you know, a big change there as far as, you know, what they're able to put on the field of the quarterback position, I don't see how any team can stick with the Patriots. You want to be able to say that Oakland can go, you know, punch for punch with them as far as offense goes, but just defensively, I don't see it for Oakland. And then I think maybe Tennessee in a couple years is going to be there, but not right now. Like, I know a lot of folks are bullish on Tennessee moving into this year, but I think it's a slower process, and there's no way you're at a point where I think you can really go toe-to-toe with New England. So I've got New England 1, Pittsburgh 2. I've got Kansas City coming in as the third seed. I think out of that division is the safest way to assume it there. And then I've got Tennessee eking Houston as well, taking the fourth seed. My fifth seed is going to be Oakland. I think that they lose the division to KC in a tight one. Similarly to Minnesota, I expect them to have a good record and be a dangerous team, but just, you know, by virtue of the way the playoff is put, they'll be a wild card. And then my sixth seed is the Houston Texans, of course. Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You know, I'll pose it to you this way. Who do we see first, Watson or Mahomes, and do we see either of them this year?
I think we see Watson first, and I think we see him a lot earlier than Mahomes.
Do you think we see Mahomes this year or no?
I think there's about a 20% chance that we see Mahomes at all.
Yeah, I don't foresee Mahomes playing this season. I really don't. And I'm not positive we see Watson either, because I don't think that the coaching staff in Houston's going to fool themselves into believing they'd win that many more games with Watson at the helm. That they're going to win that game on the back of Lamar Miller and with the teeth of a defense, and they're going to win 13-10 6 weeks in a row, and those are W's. That's the chuck and the W column, no matter how dirty it is. And I don't think that they truly believe they can win that many more games with Deshaun Watson than with Tom Savage. Otherwise, I think you'd be seeing Deshaun Watson start right now.
Yeah, and it comes down for me as far as Watson goes. I think you see him earlier because, I mean, there's a situation that happens in the regular season where you lose a couple of games and your quarterback play isn't all that great and you start get that pressure to start that quarterback that you got in the first round. I think that's very possible happening more so with the Texans than it is the Chiefs. So we'll see how it plays out, but let's see how the playoffs play out. So on the NFC side of things, I have the Eagles at Bucks would be the seeding there. Getting to the playoffs with this team is fantastic. I think this is where our journey ends, and I think the Bucks take that one. So it might be an unpopular opinion. I also don't want to jinx us and put us in the championship game and sound like a homer, and if they do, it'll be fantastic. So then we'll move on to the Panthers and the Cowboys. I've actually got the Panthers pulling the upset on the Cowboys because Cam Newton's going to play lights out. Maybe that is a bit of a homer pick, but that's...
And also, I mean, otherwise you'd be predicting a Dallas win in the playoffs, and who would be that crazy, right?
Not on this show. Right. Absolutely not.
Yeah, so the bad news is I'm predicting a Dallas win in the playoffs. They're my third seed, and I have the Eagles as the sixth seed. And so I have Eagles-Cowboys showdown in Dallas in the playoffs.
Blasphemy.
And, right, no one on this planet wants to see that win more than I do, obviously. But just looking at it, you know, I'm not sure, especially given how hard the storyline has been pushed about Dallas losing playoff games. I think they will win one. It will be a wild card game. And then after that game, I have them going in and immediately going up against Green Bay in the divisional round again. And we always know what happens when Green Bay and Dallas face off in the divisional round.
Yeah.
So it's only one. It's only one.
Yeah. I want to mute you so bad right now. Okay.
Understandably so. I want to mute myself as well.
In the divisional round, I have it Panthers-Packers. I have the Panthers. I have the Packers taking that pretty easily. And then it would be Bucks at Seahawks. Look, I'm not going to bet against the Seahawks at home in a divisional game. So I'm going to take the Seahawks there as well, which leads me to my championship game, Seahawks-Packers. And I'm going to have the Packers taking that one at home. What say you, Ben?
Right, so I've got Green Bay and Dallas as one of my divisional games. Obvious victory for Green Bay. The prophecy is written. And then I actually have Minnesota taking Atlanta in my other wild card game. I have Minnesota coming in as a 5 seed and beating Atlanta in Mercedes-Benz, the new stadium. So that'll be a fun one. And then they go to face Seattle. And Minnesota-Seattle playoff games are fun, man. Those are doozies.
Yeah.
And I think this will be the toughest game that Seattle faces on their way to the Super Bowl, where I have them going. I think that Seattle will eke this one out just as they have in years past. No, wait. They lost it because of Blair Walsh. Wait. Now I'm confused because Blair Walsh has been both on Minnesota and Seattle.
Everyone listen in while Ben works through this.
I've spoke myself into circles. Minnesota? No. Seattle won that game, right? The Blair Walsh game? Yeah. Seattle won it. And then Blair Walsh left Minnesota, went to Seattle. I know what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Ben did it, guys.
Yep, Seattle wins this one. And Seattle-Green Bay face off in the NFC Championship, just as you have it. I have Seattle's taking that game. They're my number one seed, so that'll be in Seattle, 12th man. And I have them heading to the Super Bowl.
You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking me for advice. And usually it's what team to bet on this week, whether it's Steelers against Patriots or Bears against the Lions. Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. And that's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in this business for years and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses. So off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payout. Seriously, it's just 2 business days. Lay down some cash and win big today. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go an absolute breeze. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. Use promo code LOEagles, that's LOEagles, to activate your offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. So kicking it over to the AFC playoffs, we've got the wild card. It would be Texans at the Titans. I've got the Titans taking that one. Marcus Mariota is my dude. I'm not going to bet against him this early in the playoffs. Then it would be the Raiders at the Chiefs. I've got the Raiders upsetting the Chiefs there.
Wow.
Look, Andy Reid in the playoffs is a cruel mistress, as everyone listening to this show knows. Betting on a Chiefs collapse in the playoffs is probably the safe bet. So we'll go with that. How do you have the wild card round going?
Yep, Houston and KC face off, and no Nile Davis, you know, 100-yard opening kickoff return for a touchdown on this one. Hopefully TJ Yates will not be starting. God forbid. I've got Kansas City taking this one as well. They're division winners. I expect a good season from KC. They've got a lot of pieces that I like. Yeah. And then on the other side, Tennessee and Oakland face off, which is a really fun one of young quarterbacks and, like, you know, big arsenals of offensive weapons. Should be a really fun shootout. I have Oakland taking that one. A little bit more experience there. I also like Jack Del Rio in the playoffs a lot more than I like Mike Mularkey, to be honest. And so I'm going to give it to Oakland there.
All right. So divisional round, mine would be Raiders against the Patriots. I mean, come on. Patriots, obviously. I will never bet against the Patriots in the playoffs. It's just, it's not a smart bet.
So you have them winning the Super Bowl?
Shh, quiet, Ben. Jesus.
Okay.
I'm gonna give away the ending. Spoilers, man. So, and then the other divisional game would be the Titans at the Steelers, and I've got the Titans. What's up with my boy, Super Mariota?
Wow. He's a talented prospect, man. Did you read that piece in The Ringer about how he's just like a painfully nice dude?
I didn't read it, but I'm not surprised whatsoever.
It's a good read. It's a good read. It's just people telling stories about how nice he is and him refusing to tell stories about how nice he is because he's too nice. That's the brunt of the piece. That's pretty amazing. Awesome. Either way, so yeah, I've got KC and Pitt in one of my divisional round games. Pittsburgh takes it. I think they're too powerful. New England, Oakland, same thing. I think New England's too powerful, which that made my divisional rounds, you know, or excuse me, my conference championships are Seattle, Green Bay, and Pittsburgh, New England, which is kind of boring. It's just, that's too easy. But either way, for me, New England takes it. You know, Tomlin's defense has no idea how to play Brady.
You're right.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
And so I have a New England-Seattle Super Bowl.
New England-Seattle Super Bowl. Okay. A little rematch there. I like that. My championship game there is the Titans and the Patriots. And look, with any of these young ascending teams, when they get into the playoff blender that is the New England Patriots, the Patriots typically stomp them. And I've got the same thing here. So that's where the Titans Cinderella story ends for the 2017 season. The Patriots go to the Super Bowl again. I have it Patriots Packers in the Super Bowl. Now, this might seem like an easy bet, but me and Ben, we were talking before the show, and I was saying, look, if you had told me 5-6 years ago that we would never see a Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady Super Bowl, I would have called you absolutely insane. So we finally get the matchup that we have been waiting for with that. And look, I don't bet against the Patriots, and I got them taking another Super Bowl. Ben, thoughts? How do you have it?
It would suck if the Patriots won another Super Bowl, Mark. You have to understand.
Did you just call me Mark?
I'm pretty sure I did, so I'm going to go back. See, it would suck, Mike, if the Patriots won another Super Bowl. That'd be terrible. And so I've got Seattle taking it, and I'll give you one big reason why I think that Seattle takes the Super Bowl. I remember so much about the nature of the team and the nature of that defense and how much emotion there was behind their Super Bowl with the Broncos and how there was this huge storyline coming into it. And Seattle came, and obviously, like, the first offensive play of that game is the missed snap, and, you know, started off with like a safety and just, you could just feel that from that moment on, Seattle had the juice and they weren't going to let go of it for 60 minutes. And I feel like if they face New England again in the Super Bowl, there's just going to be, again, that supercharged storyline. And this defense, I think, is really rejuvenated and returning back to the form that it once was, with that front seven looking just as fearsome as it used to. I really think that they're going to come in with this, with that emotion, and they're going to take charge of that game, you know, knowing how New England came back from such a bad deficit. And I think they're going to ride it out for 60 minutes, you know, just that I love the nature of Seattle's team in that way. And so I think Seattle takes New England in the Super Bowl.
That's a good story, but you're wrong, Ben.
Oh, good point. I didn't think about it like that. You're right. So let me ask you this, Mike.
Yeah.
So you had the Titans in the championship game. If you had to identify like a dark horse Super Bowl contender, Super Bowl champion, would the Titans be yours?
Oh, as far as a dark horse, I mean, I would have to go with the two kind of surprises I had going into it, which would be Tampa Bay or Tennessee, right? I mean, those are,
man,
the guys
you love the QBs from that class, don't you, man? Winston and Mariota,
dude,
believer.
Look, unless this next class really blows it out the water, which it doesn't really look like they've been doing at least in the first week. That's one of the better 1-2 punches you're going to see at the top of a draft for a good while. So yeah, Mariota and Winston are superstars. You know, I think Winston has some more flaws to work on as far as playing hero ball and things of that nature. But I think that Mariota has all the tools. I did 5 games for him for Scouting Academy in the summer. I didn't know what to expect coming into it, and I came away extremely impressed with his placement, his accuracy, his release, his ability to manipulate coverage with his eyes. I've seen him throw some no look passes to create a window like that. It's just the small little things that he does. He improved his deep ball last year, which was an issue in his rookie year. He's done all the things that you want to see. He's proven that he's coachable, so I don't see a regression coming. It's just, I love the kid, man. And he's a quiet leader. His teammates in college voted him, you know, the most inspirational leader as well. So all those reports before the draft saying he couldn't lead because he was too quiet are just completely debunked at this point. And I could go on for hours about Mariota. And because of that, what we're going to do is we are going to do our projections or predictions for the MVP, the Offensive Player of the Year, the Rookies of the Year, and all that stuff. We are going to do that tomorrow. So we're going to leave you with one final thought. Ben, anything you have for the guys?
Can I drop my dark horse for the Super Bowl?
I was going to totally ignore it since you said the Cowboys were going to win a playoff game, but I guess you can.
That's a good point. I really think that, and I just hate myself for saying this because we believe every year. I think the Chargers can make a run. I do.
I am with you, and I like it. I think they're cursed. Go ahead.
Right here, that's the big issue for me is how much of a home field advantage do the Chargers have this year?
What is it,
like that's 30, the big question
people
for
that
me.
Fit in that stadium?
Exactly. The thing is, like, I think I almost think they have a run. They're going to have a run because that's the only way they know they're going to engage their fan base,
right,
is if they have a run, right? But you look at the Chargers roster, at the parts where it matters, at the places where, like, you know, you really need to see strength, and there's a lot of reason to be excited. I think Philip Rivers, you know, he's a risky quarterback. You know, he's not the greatest when it comes to, like, ball protection and so on and so forth. He's inconsistent, but he's still a very powerful quarterback. He has the ability to just win games flat out. You look at their offensive weapons, and Melvin Gordon is an up and coming running back. You've got Keenan Allen, Tyrell Williams, Dontrell Inman, Travis Benjamin. That's a good receiver core. Antonio Gates and Hunter Henry is one of the best tight end duos in this league. You go to the defensive side, they can rush the passer. They've got Joey Bosa, who is going to explode at some point. I mean, Bosa, we talked about in the last pod, 10.5 sacks as a rookie. That kid's got a ceiling. Mm-hmm. Through the ceiling, through the roof. And then you've got Melvin Ingram on the other side, just with the big extension. Brandon Meebe and Corey Lugier, they've got a good D-line. You've got Casey Hayward and Jason Verrett playing corner. Those are two good corners. You know, the spots where we really talk about how teams get good, edge rushing, you know, boundary corners, good offensive weapons, quarterback who can take over the game, you see that the Chargers' strength is there. And then you've got a division where KC can easily go off the rails if they start having quarterback problems.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland brought the exact same defense back from
right,
last year. Ogun Melifonwu was on IR, and Garyon Conley hasn't been playing for all of training camp.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same defense, and that's not a good defense. And then the Broncos, I'd love to believe in Trevor Siemian more than I do, but I don't really know how many games he wins. And so the division can be open. Now, we're expecting good stuff from KC and Oakland, but if there's an opening, the Chargers can take that. And then I think once you put Philip Rivers in the playoffs, I think he's going to go off. And so I would love to see the Chargers make a run.
The one thing that I fought with probably the most was that wild card with Oakland making it. And I really wanted to kind of put the Chargers in there. But like you said, man, like, it's hard with the home field advantage. What does that hold? We'll talk more about Bosa tomorrow, most likely, because we've got some awards to give out. Like you said, they have all the pieces there. If Rivers is more responsible with the ball in the fourth quarter and their weapons stay healthy, I'm a big Melvin Gordon guy. I think he's super underrated and going to have a big season, especially with one of the additions to their offensive line in the draft. If he stays healthy, then I think they should be all right in that area. So yeah, like, a lot to talk about. We talked about a lot today, and we got a lot tomorrow.
We didn't even talk about their kicker, man. The young Hoo Koo guy.
Yeah,
dude. He did a flip and with the kicking. And, dude, I mean, obvious victory there.
I agree. Look up the Chargers kicker and watch some of his videos because he's
a gem.
Yeah, absolutely. So to hear all of our awards that we're going to give out tomorrow, you're going to have to keep it locked on here on Locked On Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really? Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.